Citizen Bitsiris is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Henry Mueller, Shimon Ben Pinchas, and by Elad Avram Forum for Shlema Hadassa Racha Baschana Golda. We're learning about Chazaras Hashatz, its origin, its importance, why we say it and what we say, and the opportunity, the kavana we have, can compensate whatever we lacked in our Tefillah Balachash and our private Amida. But in order for the Amida to play that role, a person has to be paying attention. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch speaks so strongly that in Sachu Chote, so a person's talking during Chazaras Hashatz, person is a chote, very strong language, we're even entitled to encourage the person that they're not supposed to, they're not allowed to interrupt through conversation. The Chassam Sofer in his drushas says something incredible. We're learning in the Parsha, Parsha's Truma, we're introduced to the concept of the Mishkan, and the Mishkan will evolve to become the Mikdash, a dwelling place Hashem can have a dira betachtonim, a place for Hashem to dwell down here on earth. And though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it should be built quickly and speedily in our day. Hashem, out of His kindness, says the Chassam Sofer, until then, we're held together by the Mikdash Ma'at, or Zocha, we merit to have shuls, but the Knesset, and but the Medrash, Im Noagim Bo Kodesh, Azayim Asidim Lekvo Be'eretz Yisrael. Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Tes tells us that Asid Bate Knesset Shebebavel, shuls, outside of Israel, in the diaspora, when Mashiach comes, they're going to lift up and they're going to be moved to Eretz Yisrael. When we were beginning this campaign, the actual building, my heart was a little torn because on the one hand, Baruch Hashem, the vibrancy of our community, the minyanim, the learning, the chesed, the activity, it demands we need the space, but to further create a footprint here in the Golas. So I spoke to Rav Shechter about it and he said, the Gemara Megillah said, Asid Bate Knesset Shebebavel. What you're building now is an investment about what's going to be picked up and what's going to go. I'm trying to negotiate. It'll be on the beach in Gaza. We like to be near the water, so we should get that area. But until then, the Chassam Sofer says the Mikdash Ma'at is going to be moved, but only if it has Kedusha. And it only has Kedusha if it has decorum. If people talk, if they're frivolous, they're on their phones, if they're in a shul and not treating it with the respect or reverence it deserves, then the Chassam Sofer says something more extraordinary. He says the shul, even as a status, ki'ilu, it's not his language, but an embassy of Israel, even in Chutz La'aretz, even in Galus. He doesn't mention it, the Chassam Sofer, but you see this from a Gemara. Because the Gemara says, older people in Babylonia, in Bavel, how could there be older people who live outside of Eretz Yisrael? The man yirbu yimechem min v'nechem ala aretz. You can only achieve longevity, old age, in the land of Israel. So the Gemara wonders, how could there be, how could you have encountered somebody who's older outside of Israel? Torah promises us you only merit the bracha of longevity in Israel. To which the Gemara says, no, this person, they were early in the morning, late at night in shul. And the shul is the status of Eretz Yisrael even in Galus. Just like an embassy carries the laws of whatever country it comes from, if you go to the Israeli embassy in America, you're in Israel. If you go to the American embassy in Israel, you have the status, legally, of America. The shul is the embassy of Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha and sanctity, even outside. It doesn't count as aliyah if you come to shul a lot. It's not the same as Yishuv Eretz Haaretz. It doesn't take place. We still have to all be considering not if, but when we're moving to Israel. But until then, if you want a taste and a flavor, if you want the Kedusha and the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, says the Chassam Sofer, it's in Shul. Says the Gemara, say Chazal, it's in Shul. Yeshlam gam ata Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Ve'atfilos nishtalchos l'shar shemayim. Achim chas v'sholom anenoagim ben bizayon. Medabrim behem dvarim betelim. V'ahevel shal dvarim betelim mutamei. Mislabish bo sar shal chutz l'aretz. Gam unase balabayis besakines. Mekaba atfilos machlis machlis. If a person treats a Shul like it's a secular, mundane place, if it doesn't have the Kedusha and the sanctity, then it doesn't have the status of Eretz Yisrael. So, we're invested many, 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 many millions of dollars to build, to expand what we're doing. But if we're doing it not only for now, but for a future that it'll pick up and lift and go, then it all depends how we treat and what we do, how we behave while we're in it. And it takes mindfulness and vigilance and intention, but it means during Chazaras Hashatz to be present, to follow along, to answer Amen. And not only during Chazaras Hashatz, but especially during Chazaras Hashatz, to not be talking at all. I'll end by telling you the Rebbe of Dov Ber of Lubavitch, the son of the Balatanya, He writes in Igros HaKodesh, Kol HaKategrom Lamalo Lamata Bebonai Chayim Zonai HaKol Ba Mizeh Asher Kol Ish L'Shono Hisalech Be'ez Tefila B'Tzibur. The challenges and the problems that we have in the areas of life that we want the most bracha, those problems come when we're not careful about davening, about decorum, about dignity, about how we are and how we behave in shul. Okay, I don't know, absolute statements, there are exceptions, there's no judgment of anyone who's struggling in those areas. We're not supposed to learn that in a way as a weapon to judge others, but to inspire ourselves that if we want to resolve whatever challenges or struggles we have, if we want to merit the bracha in the areas of Banei Chayim and Mezonei, so it means to take upon ourselves to be careful and vigilant in shul, that we don't talk during davening, particularly and especially during Chazar Sashatz. These are reminders. One more area we'll get to, which is the learning during Chazar Sashatz. Is that halachically problematic? Is it permissible? You shouldn't do it. Is it permissible outright? We'll pick up with that before we get to Kedusha and then move on to the Siddur from